This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday, 713-572-4610. The NBA will block, this is a text, the NBA will block any trade involving Giannis going to the Rockets, and he'll end up in San Antonio, and Milwaukee will get the second pick in the draft somehow, and the 14th somehow. Pick, because San Antonio has the 14th pick in the draft as well. So there you go. The
NBA doesn't help itself with certain things, like the Chris Paul block and all of that. That's the dodgy stuff that it opens you up to the conspiracy theories. When you do actively do things that just don't smell right, I can't, as you guys know, I can't get with the draft lottery theories until I see actual evidence of it. And it's been 30 years where there's no actual evidence of anything like that, other than that people don't like the way probability works. And especially when it doesn't work out for you, it feels like you must have gotten screwed. And I can't do anything about that. I can't go back and teach eighth grade probability to the entire world.
No.
I can't do it.
Someone says, I think Dallas will trade the number one pick to the Bucks for Giannis. I thought about this last night. Like, if the Rockets were able to win that lottery, like, that asset all of a sudden becomes something where that's one or two other guys you probably don't have to give up in a trade. I would just draft Cooper Flagg and roll with it. But if the Rockets were of mind to make a Giannis trade, and we'll talk more about that later in the show. Kelly Eco of The Athletic had a good piece kind of laying out all the options for the Rockets if they are going to go star hunting. Like, the difference between the 10th pick and Cooper Flagg in what a trade, you know, like, that's the bounce of a ping pong ball could have turned that asset into something major where, like, okay, well, now we don't even have to listen to somebody say the words Amen Thompson to us on the phone anymore in a trade like that. You know, like, we can really hang up on them, you know?
If you really wanted to fix it, which I would recommend this across all sports, now that all sports have, baseball's different and it's the loosest, but they've got some form of a salary cap or luxury tax or what have you. Just open it up to no more draft, just free agency. If a team wants to go all in on, which is more American way to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Is just flat out like, hey, no, kid comes out of college, he can choose where he wants to go be employed by.
Yep.
And some teams will pay heavily and screw up. Others will pay well. It's just, that would still be too lopsided, even with the cap for teams that can spend a lot of money.
It would, and especially in the NFL, the draft is just such big business now. You know, it occupies 3 months of the calendar year, just draft talk and the combine and everything else, you know.
Well, how about rookie free agency? That would be big, too.
It would.
That would be even more. That might even be more exciting.
Look, it would be. And if you have an owner that's willing to spend a lot of money, a lot of capital, a lot of cash out there, it gets really exciting.
Stupidly. And then you get the benefit of, man, when a guy is a bust, you didn't just lose out on a draft pick. You've got salary cap issues and everything else. And that team will hate that player so much.
Yes.
Because he didn't just waste a draft pick. You're soaking up 20% of the cap.
That's it. Yeah, I know. You're clogging up things. So the schedule comes out tomorrow. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about last year's schedule, Seth. Like the Texans, you know, as far as who the opponents were, if I were to go back and look, I'm like, yeah, they played a harder schedule than a lot of teams because you had the three games against other division winner. You know, the first place schedule thing, that's a little overrated. It really only affects three games on the schedule, the first place schedule. But when two of those games are the Chiefs and the Ravens last year, you know, and the difference between a four seed and potentially a two seed is a couple of games, you know, that you lose, that sort of matters. And then you have the three primetime games in a row, which I think in the middle of the year, which I think was, you know, that didn't go real well for the Texans, you know?
It didn't go well for the Texans. I thought the Christmas Day game as a whole couldn't have gone much better for the intrigue around it.
I mean, the intrigue.
Four AFC playoff caliber teams going at it head to head, and then with all of them playing each other within the course of several weeks. If it had gone well for the Texans, I would have thought it was the greatest thing ever. And yeah, hell yeah. NFL football on a Wednesday because it's Christmas? Right, sure, let's do it.
Right. 31-2. 31-2 was the final score.
It's weird that there's no Christmas Day game this year. I mean, they did it on a Wednesday last year.
No, there is.
It would be on a... Oh, I thought you said there was no Christmas Day game.
I'll get to that. I'm hoping the Texans don't play a Christmas game. I'll get to that. No, they actually announced it this morning. The Chiefs and the Broncos are playing in one of the Christmas Day games. No, my wishes for the Texans, number one, is that they don't play on Christmas Day again this year. I don't need to see that again. I don't need my Christmas sullied by a 31-2 loss again. That ruined Christmas for me last year. So I don't want another Christmas Day game this year.
Would it have ruined it for you if it was a close loss by the Texans instead of just getting absolutely destroyed by the Ravens?
It would have been better. It would have been better. I just want my Christmas Day back.
I don't know, man. I enjoyed it. See, the difference for you is that you also had to work on Christmas Day and do all the – we'd do the pregame show and everything that leads up to the – so it took out a bigger chunk of your time. I feel like for the average fan – win or lose, it's Christmas. Look, by Christmas afternoon, you're done with most of the pomp and circumstance of Christmas. Like, let's just get on with my life.
Right.
So it was nice to have the diversion.
I'm wishing for no Christmas Day game. Others may wish for a Christmas Day game. I don't think they're going to get a Christmas Day game. The Texans may have played themselves off of Christmas Day last year with the way that they played in that Ravens game.
Yeah.
But Beyonce was good. That was fun.
Just don't make it versus the Ravens.
Yeah.
Until the Texans get over the Ravens hump. That's my barometer anymore for whether the Texans are a bona fide team. Can you put up a fight versus the Ravens?
Here's my second request, is that Cam Ward is now in the division. I would rather catch Cam Ward early. I know they're going to play him twice. I'd rather catch him early in the season. Remember Andrew Luck's rookie year? I'm not saying Cam Ward is Andrew Luck, but he is the first overall pick in the draft. Andrew Luck's rookie year, the Texans didn't play him till like weeks 15 and 17 that year. So you got, you know, I'd rather catch the rookie early on in his rookie season than later in his rookie season.
I like catching the rookie. I used to be the opposite. I used to be like you. Now, the problem with a rookie quarterback is that you have zero clue exactly how he's going to play in his offense and what he's going to look like in the NFL. So there's things that they can get away with and mistakes that the rookies can make early in the season that they don't get away with after there's some film on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've flipped on that. I think I'd rather face a rookie quarterback
maybe middle of the season.
Later in the season.
Yeah.
Now it's not like Cam Ward is as extreme a rushing threat as other young quarterbacks have been, because that's like Anthony Richardson. So that's another big dynamic to it, but He can escape and make plays on the move. I want as much film as possible on Cam Ward before we play him.
So far you do not like either of my wishes. You would get on the phone with the league right after I submitted these, and you would say, "Hey, you know those wishes Sean had? Don't do them." So far, I'm 0-2. All right, number three, the Texans have to travel to the West Coast three times. Put it this way, they've got three games on the West Coast this year. Two in L.A. They play the Rams and the Chargers, and they play Seattle. Take two of those games and make them one long West Coast trip. So you're not going back and forth and back and forth. All, you know, like the fewer times they have to get on a plane and travel out to the West Coast, the better.
Yes, I agree with this. And part of this comes down to the composition of a team. There's some teams, I'm thinking about maybe 2 decades worth of Bengals teams back in the day, mm-hmm. that you don't necessarily trust to be on the road for a full week because
in LA
you're gonna have to have bed check every night. You're gonna be rounding guys up. One of your quality control coaches is gonna be out trying to wrangle somebody out of the strip club at 3 a.m.
Yep.
I feel like the Texans are pretty mature as a football team. Their younger guys don't seem to be very headache-ish. So I think the best thing for them would be able to hang out on the West Coast for a week.
For a week, yeah. And I think they like that whole – I think they like getting away as a team. Remember last year, the Hall of Fame game and the first preseason game, they just stayed up there in Ohio, and they were like, this is kind of fun. It's like we're at summer camp with each other. Take two of those West Coast trips, put them back-to-back, and let the Texans go sequester themselves in Palm Springs or something like that.
Yeah, you could go and you could go out to CJ could have dinner at his place.
All the fellas over. Yeah. That'd be cool. All right, so that's number three. Number four, put the bye week at a normal time this year. That bye week on December 8th last year sucked. 13 straight weeks of football. And then the bye was in early December for the
team. Even you had guys that normally wouldn't act like they care about the bye week just by the end of that stretch, saying, oh, man, I wish we'd had a bye week earlier.
Yeah.
As classically, whenever you've never been through something and you think, oh, whatever, the bye week is whenever the bye week is, we'll adjust. You get through it finally, and you're like, it's probably how women are with childbirth. Like, oh, yeah, it's all beautiful, and I can't wait. Yeah. Then immediately after childbirth, like, okay, can we just knock it off for at least a few months?
Yeah.
I need a little bit of time to recuperate.
Women weigh in. Does Seth's childbirth analogy hold up?
Yes.
Comparing it to the
What's
bye
harder,
week?
Going 13 weeks with no bye week. Or giving birth with no pain meds?
Weigh in, women. Yeah, 713-572-4610. Yeah, so just like some, like week 9. I take week 9, somewhere early November, something like that. Early December.
That's delivering 1 week early to a 6-pound baby and you've got an epidural.
That's right.
All right. Easy as she goes.
That's right. So that's number four. Last one, make the matchup with the Chiefs a nice noon kickoff in early October. I don't need a prime time. The last two times they've gone to Kansas City to play a game, not including the playoff game last year. They played Thursday night football to open the season a few years ago. That stunk. They got blown out. And then last year's regular season game, the one that Tank got hurt in, was a noon kickoff, but it was 4 days before Christmas. It was cold. Mm-hmm. Just give me a nice fall day in Kansas City. Like in 2019 when they beat them in Kansas City with Deshaun Watson. Remember that? That was week six. Give me week six again.
I'm against you on this one again, too, because I want them to have as many playoff-like environments as possible.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the Ravens, now the Ravens are a different boat.
I think the Chiefs are a different boat, too.
For me, with the Chiefs, through the first three quarters of that game in Kansas City, the Texans were doing a pretty impressive job of making it a competitive game. Everything fell apart in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I would love to see them actually get it together in the fourth quarter versus a really good Chiefs team in a playoff-like environment. I am all for prime time versus the Chiefs.
Okay. So my wishes go against your wishes in three of these five, it looks like here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Schedule comes out tomorrow night.
If I were strolling into prison and somebody had said, hey, pick out the biggest guy to fight and establish yourself on the first day, which, by the way, kids, is horrible advice. If you get sent to the clink anytime soon, just shut up and
keep
your head down and just stay out of trouble.
Go to work.
Right?
Yeah.
But if somebody gave you that advice to go in and fight the biggest guy, I would go into prison and I would see the Ravens and I'd see the Chiefs and I'd be like, well, yeah, the second toughest guy in here is the guy I should fight. And I'll go for the Chiefs. I'll just let the big guy will maybe take me in and I'll be in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
His game.
Oh, okay.
It's because he sees me fighting number two. I'll do his dirty work for him.
It's a good strategy. It's a good strategy.
And then I'll shiv the Ravens in the side when he's sleeping or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, for those years when it was really bad here and the Texans weren't playing any primetime games, like the David Culley and Lovie Smith years specifically, there were a lot of people like, man, I can't wait till they're good again and we get some Sunday night football and Monday night football. And yet, these are a couple of the texts that we're getting when we're talking about the schedule here. I want the fewest primetime games possible. Give me Sunday at noon every week, and I'll be happy. I will say that does allow you to get into a bit more of a routine when you're, you know, you're noon every Sunday. Middle screen saying the same thing. I want 17 noon Sunday games with a bye in week 9.
It is nice. It is nice to have that rhythm and just go. And I kind of sometimes you miss for the. You know, like, I missed back in the day when times were simpler. You know, when I was poor, I was happier because I could just, I'd go to work, I'd come home, I'd have a beer, and that was all I had to worry about. This being a manager stuff kind of stinks. Yeah, there's something to that.
Yeah, yeah. What are your wishes? Text in 713-572-4610. Okay, this is kind of funny because this text is in response to Boomer Esiason's Sports Minute at the top of the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the text says, how do you guys feel about the report that came out that Texas high school football is going to be sending plays into everyone in the huddle? Everyone's going to have some sort of wearable device, like an Apple Watch, and that's kind of watering the right crowd out of it that I don't have to think, okay, sir, please don't voice the text anymore. Here's Boomer Esiason on this bit of news that this texter is texting about.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. You know, coaches call you in plays through the quarterback's headsets who must look them up on their wristbands. It's so 1990s, folks. This fall, Texas high school coaches will be able to send in plays to everyone in the huddle via wearables such as wristwatches. Oh, come on. Sign stealing will be a thing of the past and disruptive fan noise becomes irrelevant. This is football's future, I guess, and I don't like it. I'm Boomer Esiason.
I love that his name is Boomer. I love that his first name is Boomer and that's his take. When I heard that, I'm like, you're going to have to change your name. You have to go to your regular name. I think his real name's Walter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Boomer. Boomer. What a Boomer take.
Yeah, that is
my Boomer.
That is a Boomer take, right?
We got to start doing the Boomer take of the week where he sounds most like a Boomer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boomer probably snuck in. He's an old Gen X, I'm guessing.
Drafted in 1983? No, 84 he was drafted.
You know what? It's weird where in some ways the introduction of electronics is the best way to discourage cheating.
Yeah.
You know, like, because you have to, as we've seen with the PitchCom, it's that, all right, man, if they're going to use all kinds of technological ways to decipher the old signs, then let's just add more technology to the mix. And then then I guess the scary part is the truly rich teams will have a leg up on cheating.
Yeah.
So like some of the Westlake whatever up there in Dallas, those rich kids, they might have all the technology to steal the signals or whatever electronically or something. But by and large, you don't have to worry as much about guys, you know, putting people in the stands to steal signs or do whatever.
These high school teams all of a sudden have like three future MIT grads on the team, like three kids that are going to major in computer science in college on the team. Like, why is Harold on the team? He's 5'3", 100 and nothing. No reason. No reason at all.
He's actually a young baby boomer. Boomer is. So okay. Baby boomers right now are between 61 and 79 years old, and boomer is 64 years
he's
old.
Right,
so he is a
sweet spot.
Boomer is a boomer.
Boomer's a boomer, man. Yeah, boomer is a boomer. The crowd noise one is the interesting one there. You're like, yeah, like if you're getting the plays on an Apple Watch or whatever, like, you know, I guess the crowd noise at the line of scrimmage, it's still a problem if you want to audible and things like that, I suppose.
Yeah, right? But I, by and large, even at the big high schools, it's still not the same level of difficulty or the same challenge.
I think. Oh yeah, no, for sure, you're right about that. Yeah,
I'm guessing too. Tell you, the parents weigh in on this. I'm guessing it's going to be a league by league thing as to whether they want to adopt it or something.
Well, I wonder if does the NFL ever adopt it? You know, like that's the thing, I guess.
Actual
or college
wearable devices.
Yeah,
instead
wearable
of a headset.
Yeah, yeah. Well, instead of a headset going to the quarter, like the quarterback's the only one that hears the headset. Do they ever go to something where everybody's got some sort of wearable and they're just looking down at it? You know.
Wait, now is it just the quarterbacks that are going to have the wearable devices?
No, it sounds like
players?
People play it one more time, Ben. Oh. Let's see. I think it's people. I construed it as everybody in the huddle having one, but maybe I'm wrong. Here, play it one more time.
This is Boomer and Science with an Odyssey Sports Minute. You know, coaches call you in plays through the quarterback's headsets, who must look them up on their wristbands. Is so 1990s, folks. This fall, Texas high school coaches will be able to send in plays to everyone in the huddle via wearables.
Okay.
Such.
Okay, yeah. So
yeah,
there you go.
Everyone in the huddle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like it. Listen, man, Sean, this is a problem with high school football. You've got some dumb kids on the team, you know, some really dumb kids.
You can say that at every level of football, probably, right?
Just as a cross section. Yeah, no. That's one of the things that there. Yes, there's dumb players at every level of football, but there's still, you can only be so dumb and get away with it in the NFL unless you're incredibly talented.
Right. Oh, high school
football, you've got who you've got, you know, and it's a small. So there's some kids that really have a hard time remembering the play call. From the huddle to the snap to the line of scrimmage and what have you. I feel like this is a godsend for a lot of high school football coaches.
Dude.
If they can just remind Bluto to check his wristwatch right before the snap.
There'll be kids in high school that don't know how to put the damn thing on. They're that dumb, you know, like forget about getting the play on the watch. Like getting the watch on their arm is going to be an issue for them. Oh my God.
It's a cost issue, though. That's where I'm guessing from league by league. It depends on how rich your league is.
Yeah.
If you're like somewhere out in West Texas, I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of leagues that are like, oh, listen, okay, cool. We're allowed to do this, but we're not going to do this.
Right.
We can't be forking over the money for Apple Watches for 50 kids on the team.
In Texas, I don't think they'd find the money in Texas. Other
I'm
states,
saying in some, depending on like a lot of the rural areas or what have you. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And yet those rural areas find a way to get stadiums built sometimes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Oh, the texter for that text. Sorry about that, guys. I was driving, so I couldn't text by hand. I'll do better from now on, LOL. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to take you to task. I realize that most of the people wanting to communicate with the show are probably in their cars. I don't want to encourage dangerous things here.
They should just let kids out there with their iPhones.
If you don't
have the money and the budget for the special devices, put them out with like one of those work site type of cases on it.
Work site case.
A holster. Yeah.
Not even the holster, but like you'd see a lot of women wearing these, like the tight spandex, like yoga pants that has the slip pocket in the side of it on the thigh where they slip the phone in there. The football pants can slip the phone. You got to have a case on it because you might get tackled.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good idea, man. 11 kids in the huddle.
The guys taking selfies right before the snap.
They totally would be.
Live streaming their personal experience.
They totally would be. Absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. All right, a couple bits of audio here. I liked hearing this. I was not all that hepped up about the Texans drafting a quarterback, let alone Graham Mertz, who I don't know what my big glitch is with him, other than I must have lost money on some Wisconsin games at some point when he was there. But this was pretty cool. You can kind of see maybe from this cut here from DJ Lagway, who's a Houston area kid, and he took over at Florida after Mertz tore his ACL. I liked hearing this about a guy who, look, if Davis Mills leaves after this season to go somewhere else, this is the guy who may be in line to become the backup quarterback for the Texans. This was DJ Lagway on RG3's podcast about Texans rookie Graham Mertz.
I'll never forget Coach Napier. It was like in December. He came up to the high school. We were sitting in my head coach's office. He was like, having Graham Mertz is going to be the best thing that ever happened for you. And at first, I was like, I don't know. You know, I can't promise you that. I don't know. You know? But, you know, and just, you know, just going through all this, man, having Graham Mertz was the best thing I could ask for. You know, just like seeing how he approaches everything. He's just a professional on and off the field. Like, it was crazy, like, just to see how he moved around the building, the way he just operated. And it was just great to just watch and observe and learn, you know, and just he gave me different ways how to learn the playbook, how to read coverages, gave me little tics and tactics, the way to figure out different things and just being a SEC quarterback, you know. And I feel like just throughout the season, you know, he just still helped me through all what was happening, you know, and all that. He was still being there for me. And then his injury, after that, he was still in me. He's helping me in different things like that. So Graham Mertz has been a blessing for me and my family, and I'm just tremendously thankful for
him. You know what that sounds like, Sean? I call him the sheriff, yeah, because this guy just controls everything, and he's just always calm, cool, and collected.
Is that
he's
your
under
Gruden?
Control. That's Gruden. That's my Gruden.
That's pretty
so
good.
If there's one theme of this year's draft, I think it's that Nick, maybe it's just random chance or what have you, but he took some guys that showed steady progression through their college career. And I think they like the evidence of a guy improving. Jaden Reed, you know, Jaden Higgins went from, you know, Eastern Kentucky to Iowa State, got better every year. Jalen Knoll, early in his career, had a lot of drops. By his final season, it had a really good drop rate. And you saw this progression. A lot of guys they drafted had 5-6 years of college. Graham Mertz was in college for 6 years. His first 4 years at Wisconsin, his completion percentage was 59.5%. And he threw a boatload of picks.
Yes.
38 touchdowns to 26 interceptions.
Yeah.
He gets to Florida, and in that year in 2023, his completion percentage was 72.9%, and he only threw 3 interceptions.
Okay.
So, I mean, some of that's a difference in offense and what have you.
Sure.
But I think he showed a progression.
Yeah.
And then you hear the quotes there about how he acts like the sheriff. That's probably what they saw in him. There was something in the intangibly rich department.
Yeah. Stop it.
He's intangibly rich, Sean.
Oh, my God.
I can't help it.
Listen
if that singular
you.
Touch point that resonates with me. I'm all about breaking barriers and redefining the game, Sean.
I hate you so much right now. I liked hearing that about Mertz, man. And they we didn't talk about him yesterday from the rookie minicamp. They didn't look, I mean, they weren't doing a whole lot, admittedly, out there, but he wasn't sitting off to the side or anything like that. Like, he was
when
doing
you watched
stuff
him,
there.
Did you think, is this guy a fighter or is he a fencer? Is this guy a fighter or a fencer? Was he a fighter,
Sean? What's the good one?
Fighter was a good one.
Fighter. Yeah. He was a fighter, yeah.
He's a fighter.
He looked like he had an artificial leg on. The knee brace was so big.
Hey, well, the Texans will be able to deploy mechanisms to help him out with
Thank
it.
You. Look at you. Are you AI?
I've got my Gladstone glossary.
Oh, you got your. Oh, yeah. We're keeping a glossary of Gladstone-isms.
As long
as
the Texans have the modes of operation in place and they can deploy mechanisms to teach him to be a fighter and not a fencer. In the same way that they did at Florida, then yes, they might have some of the Graham.
They cannot score enough points on the Jags next year. They cannot beat the Jags like a drum badly enough next year. If I don't want any of these last second touchdowns like they had in Week 4 last year to beat the Jags, I don't want. Oh, they had to knock Trevor Lawrence into next week to win that game. They had to hit him illegally to get him out of the game. I want a 45-3 thrashing of this team.
I would like, as much as I like Travis Hunter, he had the unfortunate luck of being drafted into a team that's, you know, hated by Payne and Pendergast as a show.
That's right.
And I want nothing more than for Derek Stingley to follow Travis Hunter all over the field, even though that wouldn't be the smart thing to do. Brian Thomas is who he should be following all over the field. I'm very petty, and I just want Derek Stingley to just show Travis Hunter that it's not so easy to redefine the game, the rules, and the parameters of the game of football and life.
Yes,
and life. Take this guy who's supposed to be an inspiration to the working class in Jacksonville about how you can defy expectations and shove it in the mud. Drive him down into that Jacksonville dirt where there's a very high water table, so they'll end up drowning because of it. Right. And you drive them down into the dirt. Yes.
You have your petty hamstrings all stretched out for 8 o'clock today, my friend. You're ready to go for the petty cast at 8 o'clock today. Hey, here's another one yesterday that I saw. This was making the rounds on the internet. Brian Cushing, Texans legend, was on a podcast called the Chasing Edges podcast. And I feel like the numbers he put out there on his surgeries are numbers that would really pop with the average person who's had, you know, maybe one or two surgeries at most in their life.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring this onto the show because you are a player who has had many, many surgeries as well. This was Brian Cushing describing what a normal year was like for him in the NFL surgery-wise.
I gave everything I had. Like, I'm lucky to be walking, basically. And that's something no one can ever take away from me.
Yeah, that's dope.
You know, like, dude, 27 surgeries. like 4 or 5 every year. Some that's, maybe more, some maybe less.
Bananas.
It was just a result of the way I played and practiced. Like, practice was really important to me. Like, I would knock myself out at practice.
And I saw it, witness.
Because I didn't want some had to think he was better than me.
Yeah.
Some, you know, fullback they were hyping up on the scout team, like, hey, go f*** him up, right? I was never, ever okay with someone getting the better of me.
Okay, so I was wondering who that was. I didn't catch that the first time where the host of that said, I witnessed it. Brian Peters, former linebacker, teammate of Cushing's, is the host of that podcast.
Brian Peters does a lot of stuff on social media, very motivational. He's way into just hardcore training and everything, both physical and mental.
Yeah.
So he's a good follow if you're into that type of stuff.
Okay.
So, that's cool that Brian Cushing was there. Yes, Brian Cushing, that's a lot of surgeries.
Is it?
I think I had 14, I think.
I knew you were double digits. That's why I wanted to bring that on and hear you talk about that.
One thing I always respected about Brian Cushing was that I could tell that he very much had the philosophy of, hey, part of my job is sacrificing my body to go out there and be available to the team.
Yeah.
So I think Cushing played through a lot of injuries and did a lot of stuff, which always ends up, you know, it folds over on top of itself to leading to more injuries and what have you. But he did everything you would want out of an old school football player, which was he was going to play through a lot of injuries that other guys might not play through. And it took its toll, but he felt like that was part of the job description. And that always resonated with me because I had the same philosophy. I felt like, no, I'm going to practice through stuff that some guys wouldn't play in a game for because that's my job. You just accept that that's part of your job, that you're going to physically batter your body. That's when I also knew that a lot of the stuff that the league was doing with concussion protocols would probably work out, because one of the biggest things people said was, what do you expect a player to self-report a concussion? Yeah, right. Remember the game where Cushing, after a big hit, started running to the sideline and pointed to his head?
Yeah.
Like, that's a guy, he's not a punk at all.
Mm-mm.
And I think I remember thinking at the time that was after he'd had his son. And, like, the message had gotten through to players that, all right, man, this is the one thing you don't mess with. If you got a head injury, you got to be super careful about that. Like, Cushing would be the last guy you'd accuse of being a wimp or whatever, or wussy for tapping and, you know, self-reporting a concussion when he did it.
Yeah, no doubt. You can see, too.
As far as him talking about, remember, was it Alfred Blue that he was destroying in that pass protection?
Yeah, on Hard Knocks.
I wonder if he was thinking specifically of Alfred Blue in that situation, but he said fullback just to protect Alfred Blue. He didn't want to. He couldn't go 100% honest on it because people would immediately think of Alfred Blue.
He called him out. He's like, "Let's go, Blue," and everybody's like, "Oh, he's calling you out, Blue. He's calling you out." And boy, He ruined poor Alfred Blue. I mean, in those drills, he just ruined him.
I'll take up for Alfred Blue in that because the running backs are at a real big disadvantage in one-on-one pass block drills because they can't cut block. So yeah. They're always, when they're going against a linebacker, they've got a size and weight difference disparity, and the linebacker's coming at him full speed, and the linebacker knows that they can't, the running back can't cut block in a practice drill. They're screwed.
I seem to remember, I'll go look it up during the break, because that video, every year that video pops up on Twitter somewhere of Cushing destroying Alfred Blue. And if I'm not mistaken, there was at one point, it's about a minute and a half long video. It's hysterical. It's really funny. Like just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How badly Cushing beats on Alfred Blue in this thing? Legally, all of it legal. But at one point, Blue must have done something like that, like what you're describing, Seth, like went low on Cushing. And keep in mind, this is in 2015, so this is after a couple of knee injuries for Brian Cushing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember Cushing saying something like, cut the crap, Blue, or knock it off, Blue. Like, Blue did something in that drill that pissed off Cushing. Yeah.
That or, you know, sometime during the practice with the rookie offensive linemen or offensive players in general, they start, when there's no officials out there, they're holding like crazy. Mm-hmm. That's what'll start a fight. Well, back in the day when they used to fight. If an offensive lineman is holding you, like to an extreme degree in practice, you got to fight him.
Yep.
You got to get him off you.
That's it. You can see why Bill O'Brien loved Brian Cushing so much, too. The way he talks about practice. Remember Bill O'Brien, even when Brian Cushing was clearly a declining player, O'Brien would be like, heart and soul. He's our heart and soul guy. I always called him heart and soul guy.
Cushing was a decade too late for when he should have played. Because, Sean, this is how it used to be back in the day. One day I got in a fight with, Gary Walker got in a little scuffle with this rookie offensive lineman named Aaron Cook. This is when Gary and I were both with the Jaguars. And then because he was doing that thing, he was like, you'd beat him, and then he's just dragging you from behind.
Yeah.
So finally I went, I was like, that's it, Gary, I'll take care of it. And I went in, and the first rep of the drill, I beat the crap out of him. And we got, all the three of us got called down to the office the next morning because there'd been this big melee after we got in this fight at practice. And Coughlin was old school, it was like, he wanted a certain amount of edge to guys.
Yeah.
But the meeting basically ended with Coughlin telling Aaron Cook, hey, these guys are trying to help you out. They're trying to teach you how to practice, so cut the bleep. Cook got beat up and then reprimanded for starting the fight.
Welcome to the NFL, kid.
It's basically, what were you doing in that neighborhood anyway, Aaron?
That's totally what that is. Oh, yeah. My God. Did you and Gary walk out of that whole thing laughing your ass off?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a – boy, we got a lot to get to. We got to get to the latest – conspiracy theory potential with Belichick. The Bill Belichick ring cam gate brought up by Pablo Torre, the latest in the Bill Belichick relationship saga. We will get to. If you missed this yesterday, you'll want to stay tuned for this this bit of conjecture. We'll do that coming up next. Pettycast, top of the hour, 8 o'clock Tuesdays, we do the Pettycast. I had not realized, Seth, until the day after the Pablo Torre reports came out about Belichick and North Carolina and the reports that they had banned Jordan Hudson from his girlfriend from the facility there, I hadn't realized until the next day that Pablo Torre made this a huge investigation. Like
And
I only know Pablo Torre from being one of the panelists on Around the Horn and you know, doing his things he does with Dan Le Batard.
No, he went full journo on
this.
He's
a journo, and that's by trade. That's what he is. I didn't know that. I thought, you know, so he did. Yes, he went full journo on it. Like, he talked to 11 different sources at North Carolina. Like, if
been
ever
talking to people in Belichick's family.
Yes, like, if ever there is a 30 for 30 about this relationship, Pablo Torre will probably be the executive producer of it, I would imagine. Nobody's gone deeper on this than him. So he's done, since then, a bunch of different interviews about this Belichick-Jordan Hudson relationship and the ripple effect that it's had on the North Carolina football program and just how reportedly intrusive she's been. And he stands by all his reports that she was banned from the building. You know, North Carolina has denied that. Here's Pablo Torre, though, with I believe this was Pardon My Take. He was doing an interview. It was one of the handful of interviews he did. And this didn't even come up in the podcast, but if you remember, many of you will remember this, there was a ring cam video of Belichick that surfaced within the last year or so, it feels like, shirtless, seemingly getting locked out of whatever house he was in.
Right.
You know, like, it was early in the morning, you know, it was very quiet around there. And he's just kind of wandering, like, he's looking around, realizing he's locked out, and he's, you know, and so this video found its way onto the internet. And I'll give Pablo Torre credit. I don't know that we were necessarily, as a society, questioning exactly how this wound up on the internet.
Well, there was speculation that that was Jordan Hudson's house, or people had done the deep dive. But yeah, without thinking, like, wait a second, this is somebody's ring cam. Did it get out anyway?
How did TMZ get this?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who had access to this?
Right, so here's Pablo Torre raising that question.
You remember the roast of Tom Brady, where Tom Brady made that joke about Bill Belichick and the ring cam? You guys remember this at all? Different ring.
What ring cam?
Oh, no, that's the sound you... Oh. Look at this,
you're
Pablo.
You're doing a true journalist, the way that Billy Trapp
did right
before.
Pablo,
got you. That right?
That's the sound we've been playing
right
behind you, him coming out. This is actually Belichick, right? And he benches 310.
Can I tell you the story behind this video, which I couldn't even include in the episode?
Yes, please.
So the story behind this is that this was reportedly filmed, of course, at Jordan's abode. She has this whole real estate venture. She has this, you know, budding real estate empire that I didn't report, but others did. Now, the question I had as a reporter when I saw that video and am haunted by that video, audio as well, is how did the Daily Mail get that video? How does one get internal ring cam footage from a home? How does that happen? Who had access to those videos? And let's say it wasn't Jordan Hudson, just for the sake of this hypothetical that I am just merely hypothetically going into depth on. If it wasn't Jordan Hudson, who was it? And what other videos might have been taken without Bill Belichick's knowledge at almost age 70, wandering around like a bear in the woods on a porch looking for food? How else could they ensure that there is nothing else that could be monetized or used against the highest paid employee in the state of North Carolina? It's just a question that I think people, well, I can report now exclusively, that Bill Belichick's family is worried about, that they're looking into. And I feel like the university that says I'm a liar might want to do the same.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Shots fired.
So,
yeah.
So that's that last part there was in reference to Pablo Torre saying that UNC had banned Jordan Hudson from the football facilities. The UNC came back and said, no, she's totally allowed.
Many times. Yeah.
It's not for football stuff, but as a personal relationship. So that's not a denial that there ever was a ban. Whatever. That's neither here nor there. Yeah, this is where I'd go with that. Again, just because it's possible doesn't mean that it's true. But it's possible that Jordan Hudson was the one that was responsible for putting that out there. It could very well be somebody, one of her employees or somebody working as a cleaner or somebody that had access to it did it. But I think the overall picture of, man, boy, everything involving Jordan Hudson seems to be creating so much more controversy or distraction or any of these other things that you would think Belichick wouldn't want in his life, and yet there it is. She must be incredible in various aspects of the
relationship. Yeah, yeah. She must cook a mean lasagna, for
sure. Yes, it's been, there's been so much crap that she really wouldn't want out there, including pictures of your, video of yourself kind of just wandering around confused, looking like what?
Well, it's
like,
funny. It's funny how it gets framed now versus back then. Like, that video came out, I'm going to say like a year ago. It felt like about a year ago. It came out, and it was, at the time, it was more or less just something we all laughed at. You know, like, oh, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was Bill Belichick in a very human moment.
Right, right. Happened to all of us. We got locked out shirtless out of our girlfriend's house or whatever, and just he happens to be doing it on a camera. And at the time, as I said earlier, like, I don't know. On our show, we weren't like, boy, how did they get a hold of this video? We were just laughing at the video. Yeah. Now, once you've got the benefit of some very recent hindsight where you see exactly what her act is, you're like, oh, okay, well, now this gets interesting here. Like, might she be the one giving it to the Daily Mail? Might somebody close to her be the one giving it to the Daily Mail? And I think Pablo Torre brings up a great question. Like, what other videos, either on that Ring cam or otherwise,
right,
exist?
Yeah.
You know, the cloud has everything.
Well, that's the whole thing. Usually when people say, well, like, oh, what's the big deal with a politician having an affair? They've always done it. Well, the really, from a national security standpoint, it's always that, this is blackmail material.
Yes.
There's a potential for a honeypot scenario or what have you. So, then you're really going down off the deep end of possibilities or whatever.
Yeah.
I do think that, the UNC itself has got to be getting to the point where they're wondering, without Belichick ever having won a game for them, why is there all of this stuff that we like to think of ourselves as is an elite institution of higher learning and everything else that goes with it? Is this really worth it? Yeah, like, at what cost do we want to actually be a viable NFL college program?
When he's just sloppy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just sloppy.
It's the sloppiness of it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's what I always said with Deshaun Watson. No matter where you were on the spectrum of whether you 100%, believed all the women or maybe the people that thought Deshaun was being railroaded or whatever, he was sloppy. At the very least, Deshaun Watson was super sloppy.
Right.
About the, like, at the very least.
Yeah.
That's the bare minimum. He was operating in a really sloppy manner. Belichick has got, he's like a sloppy 22-year-old.
He's a sloppy 22-year-old. And you're talking about him now being in industry, college sports, where there is a lot of behind the scenes, cloak and dagger. You're only as good as your least common denominator when it comes to things leaking. Or just the sheer sloppiness of Bill Belichick.
He needs Derek Jeter to take him under his wing.
Yes.
Show him how to operate out in the world as a single
Nobody
man.
Was better at that
right.
than Jeter.
They're like, hey, Bill, you can have your fun.
Right.
But these ladies have to understand there's That's a certain it. Line they can't cross,
yep.
okay?
Yep.
And once you start being bad press for me, that's it, lady. You're gonzo.
Did you see Belichick is doing an interview with Michael Strahan on Friday on Good Morning America? It's a sit down. It's live, so it's not recorded and edited. It's live, but there are a lot of people really skeptical. Like, do you think he even gets one? You have to, if you're Michael Strahan, you cannot do a sit down interview with Belichick and at least not ask a Jordan Hudson question. Maybe it's one that's cleared ahead of time, but you've got to ask a Jordan Hudson question.
The difference with the CBS interview was that's a CBS news department doing that interview, and their standards are typically, no, we don't agree not to ask questions.
Correct.
Like, we're going to ask the questions we're going to ask.
Yep.
Michael Strahan on Good Morning America, I don't think he's held to the same journalistic standard. I guess I would, if I had to bet money, I'd bet that he gets nothing but softball questions.
Yeah.
From Michael
Strahan. Be softball. There will be nothing that, but I just wonder.
Well, and let's be clear. Yeah. Where did you meet your girlfriend is not a hardball
question.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, her name has to come up in the interview at some point. I think there's a level of credibility. I get it that they're not, it's not 60 Minutes or CBS Sunday Morning. Michael Strahan's not a journalist. There is a level of credibility that you want to have, right?
Yes, but this is... So it'll be a live interview, right?
Yeah, it's live. Yeah.
It's live.
Yeah.
Oh.
Should we carry it live on our show?
I need Jordan Hudson to storm on. Yes, I think we need to play it.
Do we need to carry it live? It'll be during our show.
I need to carry it. Yeah. Get permission.
Yeah. Ben, get on that.
Ben, get on that. However you do that. Yeah. Go get permission for us to live stream
that. Do that thing where you draw up... Just use AI to draw up some documents that they can agree to it. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast. Pettycast time. I feel like we've warmed up nicely today so far for the Pettycast.
I'm like Bill Belichick's family. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get back to Belichick. Don't worry. But we've got it. This is a good Pettycast. And we're going to lead off with a Houston Rocket who does something. I tremendously approved of this pettiness yesterday. And then we're off to the races. The Tuesday Pettycast is intent. Send in yours. 713-572-4610. What are you feeling petty about right now? Send it in. We'll do the Pettycast next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.